The Burt Show.
So Jen told us earlier this morning she and her fiance are going to France,
Yeah, we're going on a long vacation, and we've been planning this for months and months now, and so really exciting. It's really excited because it's finally here. So we'll be in the south of France and then parts of Switzerland, too.
And this is going to be the first time that you guys go on an extended vacation together, right?
Yes, because we met 2 weeks ago.
And they've only talked to each other on Facebook. Right. There is some, you know, if you just start going out with somebody, there is some danger going on a long vacation with them because you don't know how they travel. You may be sort of set in your ways also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because it is, you're trapped, basically. If you do not get along, you are trapped. And a lot of times it, you have to make decisions together on where to go, what to see, what to do, where to eat. And normally, I mean, you're here, you go out one night and you have a disagreement about where to eat dinner, but you work it out. But you're on vacation and it's only you and them together. It either is heaven or hell. And if you are not getting along, it is a total, it is just, it will not, you cannot get home fast enough.
Well, and the place you're staying is one room.
Right.
That's it. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
If you're in one of your houses, if you're in your boyfriend's house or your girlfriend's house, you get in an argument, you can either leave or somebody goes upstairs, somebody goes into the yard. But in a hotel.
Do you have to go to the yard? Do you have to go to the backyard?
You just get outside. You go potty outside.
So, like Melissa said, it's either heaven or hell. We want to focus on hell today. So, I want to hear from the Burt Show listeners that have gone on vacations and you guys got in huge fights, but you were stuck with each other on these vacations. Either it was too far and it was going to be too costly to come back, so you just had to stick it out wherever you were.
Misery.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. I used to work with a dude in D.C. that this happened to. They went to Hawaii together.
Oh, that's a long flight.
It's a really long flight. And if you want to change your flight a couple of days early, flying back at that point, it was Washington, D.C. From Hawaii to D.C., it's going to cost you a fortune. So they get in a major blowout, and they had been dating for like 6 months. A major blowout in like the second day of like a 7-day vacation.
Oh, no.
And they stuck it out in that hotel room. They broke up. They broke up on like day two and stuck it out for 5 days together.
No way. I couldn't do that. There's no way I could do that. Yeah. I would go, you know what? I've got to go get my own hotel room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is really what we're looking for is people that have broken up with each other on vacation, but you're stuck with each other. Paul, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, this happened to me about 16, 17 years ago. My girlfriend and I, at the time, we've been dating long distance. We met in Aspen for a ski trip. Mm-hmm. Her family's there. So I flew up from L.A. She flew in from New York and ended up having a couple great days up there. And then she decided to break up with me while we were still on vacation. But the good news is 7 years later, we got married.
Is that right? Now, that's a hell of a comeback story right there.
Yeah, you survived a vacation breakup?
Yeah, I actually met her boyfriend up there, too, when we broke up. She had decided to date somebody else, but still invited me up to Aspen to break up with me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Memories.
And then you're now married to her.
I am now married. We have a couple kids, so all is good.
Wow.
That's a pretty good, that's a pretty strong comeback right there. Here is Susan. Good morning, Susan. You are on the Burt Show.
Oh, hey, Burt. I've got the world's greatest. My parents went on the Love Boat. That was the actual original Royal Caribbean Love Boat.
Yes.
And my parents got in a huge fight, and my father took a helicopter off of the Love Boat while my parents were supposed to be on their happy, lovely, anniversary cruise.
How do you arrange a helicopter to come pick you off a ship?
Well, my dad says that when he went to the concierge, he's like, ma'am, I'm checking out. The lady was like, people don't check out of the Love Boat. And he's like, this one does. So they had to have a helicopter come and pick him up, like, in some small port in Mexico.
That's awesome.
And take him to an airport so he could fly home.
That is deep hate right there. Like, that must have cost a fortune.
Kidding. That's an investment breakup.
Not to mention all the therapy we had to go through because we were so excited they were going to be on this, like, happy romance trip. And then my dad comes home. He's like, I took a helicopter off the boat. And I'm like, what do you mean? You're supposed to be, like, rekindling your love, just like on the show.
Wow. I can't stand to look at you for one more second. I'm getting a helicopter and getting the hell out of here.
Damn.
All right, DJ Brittany here. You guys know Brittany. She's got one of these. Hey, Brittany.
Well, mine's kind of backwards.
Okay.
Because I was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was engaged to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
In our happiness, I was. Isn't that crazy? And in our happiness, we planned a trip to Europe together. And the trip was in September. And around July, we had a big falling out. A big, big falling out. And we didn't live in the same place. And the last thing I said to him was like, well, I'll be at LAX in September. So if I see you there, I'll see you there. And we didn't talk for 2 months. And the week before the trip, he called me on the phone and was like, so I think I'm still going to come. And so I literally didn't see him for like 2.5 months right up until the day. Met him at the airport. So it was a little uncomfortable.
But I bet that was fun if you didn't see him for 2 months.
I bet you guys got along for at least a week. Yeah.
It was pretty fun. It was actually really fun, but it was weird. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought it was super weird. And the plane ride, like 8 hours in a plane over there with someone you have not been talking to for 2 months that are still kind of mad at is... Yeah.
It's either going to be really silent or you're going to have... Yeah, that is bizarre.
That is such a bizarre story.
How about the ones that break up because they were cheated on vacation?
Oh no.
Didn't Mario Lopez do that or somebody in Hollywood? They got married and he was busted on their honeymoon.
Oh, I don't know.
Which celebrity was that?
I think you're right. I think
it was
like Mario
years
Lopez.
Ago. I can't remember who that was.
Hey, Joseph, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, man, I went to Wisconsin with my high school sweetheart, my girlfriend at the time. I'm a heart transplant patient, so we're up there for a doctor's appointment / vacation. Well, I brought a newborn with me. You know, he's my little man and everything. You know, we're up there and kicking and everything, and all of a sudden, you know, we're getting to talking and get into a little argument. I find out she cheated on me.
Oops.
Oh, while you're on vacation.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. And
damn.
I'm like, yo, you couldn't have told me this beforehand. She's like, well, we were coming up here to relax and have a good time. And I'm like, no, that defeats the purpose. Like, we could have worked this out before we came up here. And then we drove. So I'm like, it's over 1,000 miles away.
Stuck in the car.
I'm just thinking in my head, like, do I really want to leave her up here and just take her newborn back to her mother?
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah,
she,
I would have,
she was up in Wisconsin, couldn't resist the cheesy pee.
Good for you for getting it in.
I had it like 20 seconds ago, but I couldn't try to get it. Sup, cheesy pee?
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're
hey,
on the
guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I went on a cruise with a boyfriend of mine, an ex-boyfriend. We had been together like 3 years, and we were at the nightclub the first night of the cruise, and I went back to the room to get my camera. And came back, and he's just dancing and making out with some girl on the dance floor.
Oh,
and this
no.
was like our sophomore year of college.
Oh, man.
And so we had a huge fight. We broke up. We had a room together, and you can pull the beds apart, but that's about all we could do. It was like a spring break cruise, so it was packed full, and we were stuck night one of 5 nights.
Oh, God.
And then we
no.
had the whole drive back from Orlando to Atlanta.
Oh, God. The day that after. Is hell.
The worst. And cruise ships are basically about 7 inches by 7 inches. So you guys are on top of each other on the cruise ship, and there's nowhere to run
Sucks.
And nowhere to hide.
Oh.
Hey, have a great vacation, Jen.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sure
now
these
I'm really
stories
excited.
Have nothing to do with you.
The Burt Show.